Len Jensen today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanny Oberski, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
Your number one football fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Elber Insurance of Harbor Beach and Port Hope are a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. At Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Elber Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 989-479-0143 or in Port Hope at 989-428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
WLW Sports at the half. Harbor Beach 35, Cass City nothing on the WLW Sports Game of the Week. Week number three, Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen here with you. Doing our numbers, Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla Carson. 35-0, Harbor Beach leads Cass City. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got here?
I'd be happy to, Clark. In the first quarter, Austin Seltz. He did, with a spin move, an awesome spin move. Breaks a tackle, scores on a touchdown run. A Mitch Hearns kick, no good, wide left, 6-0 Harbor Beach. Wasn't long after that, Austin Seltz again standing up, untouched for a short touchdown run. The two-point conversion, no good. The end of the first quarter, 12 for Harbor Beach, 0 for Cass City. Second quarter, more of the same. Another Austin Seltz touchdown run, this one from 15 yards away. Josh Shelke scores the two-point conversion on a run. Broke a couple tackles on the way. 20-0 Harbor Beach leads. Not long after that, Brandon Puff with an 18-yard touchdown run. Devin Lemansky had the two-point conversion. 28-0 Harbor Beach leads. And just before halftime, Harbor Beach forces a punt. Josh Shelke takes it 87 yards to pay dirt. Mitch Hearn boots through the extra point, 35-0, and that is your halftime score, folks. 35-0, Harbor Beach leads Cass City at the half.
One interesting stat I'd like to point out here. Cass City leads time of possession, 15 minutes and 46 seconds to Harbor Beach's 8 minutes and 14 seconds. Cass City has had the ball double the amount of time Harbor Beach has. Harbor Beach with 24 plays, Cass City with 39, and Harbor Beach with 7 touchdowns.
Absolutely.
Or 5
right.
touchdowns,
absolutely.
Excuse me.
And there's been 3 crucial mistakes, and all of them made by Cass City. Obviously, the fumble led to a turnover, led to 7 points for Harbor Beach. The bad snap on the punt, and also the shanked punt that only went a couple yards anyways. Obviously, all of those drives led to quick Harbor Beach points.
Let's take a look at the Cass City offense so far. 24 plays rushing the ball, 7 passing. For a total of 31 plays for 78 yards, 61 yards rushing, 17 yards passing, 5 returns for 89 yards, So altogether, 36 plays for 167 all-purpose yards. Number three, Perry, three carries, 16 yards. Number six, Sawyer Cuthrell, 15 carries, 42 yards, and one lost fumble. Number 33, Moore, three carries, 11 yards. A Horn, number 44, one carry for 1 yard. Erla, the quarterback, one keeper for 5 yards. And Hare, one tackle for a loss of 14.
That would be the punt.
The high snap punt, which resulted in a turnover of downs for Harbeach getting the ball at the 25-yard line. Passing the ball, Mason Erla, 3 for 17 for 17 yards. And Mason Erla has been spot on when it comes to passing the ball, but excellent coverage by Harbeach's secondary.
Yeah, he was 3 for 7 there, Clark, in that first half for 17 yards. A lot of the balls have been very good. He had one that was overthrown just a little bit early in the game. Outside of that, he's thrown some good balls.
And the other three passes that he went to complete, all tipped by Harbeach's defense.
All tipped by Harbeach's defense, exactly. And they were on the money in a place where only his guys could catch it. However, Harbeach defenders did a nice job of getting fingertips on it and deflecting it in the other direction.
So if you're Scott Cuthrell at halftime, you're telling Mason Erla, keep doing what you're doing on passing the ball. It is fine. It's just Harbeach has been right there every single time.
The only thing he can do is push Mason Erla to be just a little bit quicker and try and beat them super speedy Harbeach defensive backs to the receivers, because Harbeach right now just playing a soft zone and baiting the throws. And right now, Harbeach winning that battle through the air, barely.
3 for 7 for 17 yards, receiving those catches. Sawyer Cuthrell, 1 for 2 for negative 1 yard. Number 10, Stern, 1 for 2 for 8 yards. Moore has one incomplete pass, and Hare, 1 for 2 for 10 yards. Returning the ball, Cuthrell, 2 returns for 38 yards, and Loomis, 3 returns for 51 yards. Punting the ball, though, Hare has 2 punts. One was 10 yards, the other one was 35. And no penalties for the Cass City offense. Cass City's defense, 15 tackles, 3 for a loss for 9 yards, but no interceptions, no sacks, no forced fumbles, no recovered fumbles, 1 penalty for 5 yards, no tip passes. Leading the tackling effort, Montaya with 3, as well as Loomis with 3. Boots and Stern with 2 apiece, and there's Perry, Cuthrell, Moore, Lawrence, and Nazario, each with a tackle apiece. The tackles for a loss, Hare with 1 for 2 yards, Moore with 1 for 5 yards, and Hulbert 1 for 2 yards as well. And that's all she wrote for Cass City's defense. Harbeach's offense, 21 plays rushing the ball for 191 yards, one passing play for which fell incomplete. So 22 plays of offense for 191 yards, throwing 2 returns on special teams for 97 yards and 1 touchdown. So an all-purpose 24 plays, all-purpose yardage, 288 yards. Leading the offensive rushing attack, Austin Seltz with 3 touchdowns in the night. 11 carries, 125 yards. He is averaging a first down every time he touches the ball, 11.3 yards on average tonight, as well as those 3 touchdowns. Brandon Puff, 6 carries, 33 yards and 1 touchdown. Josh Shelke, the quarterback, 2 carries for 24 yards. And Mitch Hearn, 2 carries for 9 yards. Josh Shelke throwing the ball just once tonight, fell incomplete to Chris Keys, which was overthrown out of bounds. Special teams, 2 returns, Austin Seltz, 1 for 14 yards, and Josh Shelke took the other one for 87 yards, actually. I take that back. No, it was 83 yards. I got to trust my director of sports information. Josh Shelke with an 83-yard return on the punt for the touchdown, puts him in, and it makes it 35-0 at half. Penalties, only 1 penalty for Harbeach, and that was a 10-yard penalty holding. Harbeach's defense, 25 tackles, 6 tackles for a loss. You heard me right, 6 tackles for a loss. No interceptions, but 3 tip passes, 1 forced fumble, and 1 recovered fumble. No penalties on defense for Harbeach. Brandon Puff leads the tackling from the linebacker position with 5. Austin Ginther with 4. And we have 3 players with 3 tackles apiece. That's Josh Shelke, Chris Keys, and Devin Lemansky. Jacob Finkel with 2 tackles, Kevin Missouri with 1, Preston Livingston with another, and Dalton Oakey, the 6'7" end, with 2 tackles as well. Austin Ginther, 3 tackles for a loss for 4 total yards. Jonas Herman, who actually went down with an injury in the first quarter, with 1 tackle for a loss for 3 yards. And Dalton Oakey gets credit for the tackle for a loss on that punt for 14 yards. And Mitch Hearn, 1 tackle for a loss as well for 1 yard. Chris Keys has two tip passes on the night, as well as Brandon Puff for another tip pass. Forced